Small details or big surfaces, tight corners or odd shapes, flat, rounded, textured, or tall. Whatever your next project, there's a spray paint pattern that's just right. Because Rust-Oleum's new Custom Spray 5-in-1 gives you control with 5 different spray patterns. So you can tackle nooks, crannies, edges, and curves without worrying about drips, runs, uneven coverage, or anything else. Custom Spray 5-in-1. Only from Rust-Oleum.
From radioinfo.com.au. It's Wednesday, the 3rd of June. Hi there, I'm Brad Smart, and thanks for joining me for the morning briefing. Here's what people are talking about in radio this morning. It's true, you can never really know for sure what'll happen if you take a case to court. The Australian, the Centralian Advocate, Sky News and the Sydney Morning Herald have lost an appeal over reader comments posted on their Facebook pages. This decision could have a major impact on the way media companies interact with their readers, listeners and viewers through social media in the future. It could even lead to some of them abandoning the interactive side of their social media presence altogether. The case began last year when Dylan Voller, who was mistreated at Darwin's Don Vale Youth Detention Centre, sued the media outlets for defamation over comments the newspaper's readers had made on their Facebook pages. Facebook and other social media companies say they don't vet readers' comments and they're just a platform, the equivalent of the paper mill supplying the newspaper. In handing down the decision, Justice Stephen Rothman accepted the social giant's position and ruled against the Australian media companies. Justice Rothman acknowledged that the landmark decision was pushing Australian defamation law into uncharted territory. Over the past 10 years, we've seen just about every radio operation in the country progressively increasing its focus on digital media. So much so that today, digital holds a key role in every broadcasting operation and has become highly professional, requiring top leadership. Grant Broadcasters has just appointed Bianca Shugg as Group General Manager, heading up all their digital operations. Under the restructure, group online content, network websites and digital ad ops will all report to Shugg. The ABC has been using the COVID-19 shutdown as a chance to regroup and plan how they can kickstart Australian productions and content when the restrictions are finally behind us. The $5 million Fresh Start Fund was announced back in April, and since then, $3.2 million has been earmarked for some 80 Australian productions. Applications for the Fresh Start Fund close on the 12th of June. Acast has announced some new revenue opportunities for local independent podcast creators. The Acast Open platform opens up opportunities for new podcast producers to generate income from ads on Acast Marketplace. CBAA and First Nations Media have teamed up to produce First Sounds Volume 2. The release features new and emerging First Nations artists from around Australia. For all the details on these stories, check out the website at radioinfo.com.au.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/newsadfree. That's amazon.com/newsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.